One of my friends came up from Melbourne to play a gig with his ska band.
Okay.
So
can I interject? Yep. What's a ska band?
I don't know, that kind of weird jazz kind of stuff.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so I thought I'd support my mate. I'd go to his gig just before we were going. One of my friends in the know gave me a ring and said, hey, the DMAs are playing a free show tonight at the Botany View Hotel. They're not announcing it, so you can just turn up and see the DMAs. Just a way to figure out her. Don't delete my baby. Don't defeat her still. In the quiet of nothing, to the hands beautiful of grace. Angelic sounds. Instead, I went to some Pez ska gig that I probably paid for. Like, just picture a room full of 12 people, 50% of the boys in there have dreadlocks. Like, it stunk.
What a stereotype.
But Hudson, you've called through. What did you go do that you thought was good, but maybe didn't hold the test of time?
Two years ago, I went to, I was working at Warner Music and got some free tickets to go see Disturbed.
Whoa, does this mean anything to you? Ooh, wah, ah, ah.
That rings a bell. So they're not like my childhood band or a band I listen to heaps, but my brothers were a big fan, so I managed to get a few extra tickets. So took them along and they had a pretty good time.
Well, I must admit, like, I went through a bit of a Disturbed phase probably in my early teens, just like listening to a few songs on YouTube and stuff like that. I mean, they're pretty catchy. They're a pretty catchy group.
Mm.
Yeah, they were great live, and there was a lot of fire effects going on, so that made it pretty interesting. It was at Margaret Court Arena, which was pretty full, so it was a pretty good time, really. But, yeah, not quite my thing.
Yeah, yeah. You'd look back on it and be like, man, the pyrotechnics of that gig were cool. As opposed to, man, seeing Disturbed rocked. Hey, when you were working for Warner Brothers, did you pick up any other good tickets?
Who did I go see? Went and saw a couple of, like, the touring artists. I'm trying to think who I actually went and saw.
Too many to even recount.
Pretty much. Like, it was definitely one of the perks while you were there, just to go see some shows. A lot of ones in Melbourne, which was good.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for calling up, Hudson.
There's one other thing why I was prompted to call in. I did actually manage to make it to a childhood band that I listened to a lot. It was a band called Brand New and Gyroscope, and they're actually supporting a band called Blink-182 in 2004.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, and I was there with my brother and my cousin. They were 18 and 17. They were both drinking. One of them shouldn't have been, but one of the guys was named Adam, and on the encore for Blink-182, he held up his song saying my name's Adam when they were playing Adam's song. At the end, Tom DeLonge asked him to come backstage, signed his T-shirt, and had a good time. It was all pretty stoked by all of it.
You should see Jerome's face right now. He is just like, this is worse than how I started this story.
The blood just drained from my face.
Me as a 13-year-old, listening to a bit of Gyroscope and Brand New.
Yeah.
Oh. So seeing all three of them was a pretty decent high. Probably one of the better gigs I've actually been to. Amazing.
I am so jealous. Adam's song brings a tear to my eye anyway. Oh, here's the song that started it all. Thanks, Hudson.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers,
Bros.